Don Rogers, thanks for the conversation.
My pleasure.
So with the current legislative session underway, rural educators are getting headlines as the strongest opponents to the school choice agenda. And for those who don't understand, help explain why that's the case.
Well, the reason that rural schools oppose that is because of the fact that it'll take money out of the overall funding pot for all of our schools. And that's one of the most serious problems that rural schools have. And that's just enough money to operate. So we feel like if money put aside into a dual school system to fund private schools will be money that might have gone into the public school system, and we have a real shortfall there. Our biggest problem that we have as far as funding goes is just to be able to attract and retain qualified teachers. We're competing with the cities and the larger school districts that because of the diseconomy of scale, they're able to get more mileage out of the funding that they get. And consequently, they're paying salaries like $50,000 for a starting teacher, whereas in a rural area not too far away, they'll be starting at like maybe $32,000 to $34,000. And those folks come in and teach a year or two in the rural school, and then they move as soon as they can get a job in the larger school that pays more money, they move away. So retaining teachers and attracting teachers, particularly those that are highly qualified, is a real problem that we face. That's why I keep coming back to the money issue, because it affects us so drastically.
Now, there are actually a number of important differences between rural and urban schools, as well as similarities. So I'm wondering if you could talk about the similarities.
One of the similarities that rural schools have with particularly inner city urban schools is the impact on the students. Our students are, for the most part, they're children of last generation's dropouts, low socioeconomic groups, and they have some of the same problems that urban students experience.
Now, in urban districts, we're used to hearing about the districts arguing for or hoping to get more money for AP classes, for special education. How does that affect rural districts?
We rely on things like the internet to some degree. There are some web-based programs and things like that can assist us as far as the AP classes, although in rural Texas, it's mainly the dual credit courses that we offer. So the students are getting credit for college hours while they're at the school, provided that we have a teacher that meets those qualifications. It's not uncommon for us to have students leaving a rural school with 30 earned college hour credits, maybe even more. That's how we expand our curriculum and stretch the students' abilities. It's granted that some special education needs are difficult to meet, but rural schools are in cooperatives where they share teachers with one another. There is a law that allows for special education cooperatives, and that's how rural schools band together to get the needs that they have as far as meeting special education requirements.
Don Rogers, thanks so much for taking the time.
You're sure welcome. Enjoyed talking to you.